Jim, she's an award-winning Kiwi South African comedian, although we're pretty much claiming her as our own now.
Kiwi South African Australian?
Yeah, I'm
Australian Kiwi South African.
I'm just going to call her Australian. you may have seen her on The Masked Singer, have you been paying attention, or as part of the Netflix series Comedians Around the World. Get this, guys, she's come to Hobart with her brand new show. It's called It's Personal. Please welcome the one, the only, the hilarious Ursula Carson.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, see, hear that? That was so Aussie.
Very Aussie, and I'm drinking VB, mate.
Drinking a VB? So,
aren't you in New Zealand? Is it a bit early to be drinking?
Come now. We're 2 hours ahead. Let's not judge.
She's a comedian, mate. We didn't waste to get through things.
Yeah,
we know
five
that.
5 o'clock somewhere, South Africa maybe, I don't know.
And we're in lockdown still, so, you know, day drinking is encouraged in lockdown.
Are you still in lockdown over there, Ursula?
Yeah, because I'm in Auckland, so Auckland is in lockdown. We're day 93 of lockdown. So now we're just hanging out to get to 100. You know, now we're sort of at that corner in the cricket game where we just want to make 100, and then we don't care what happens after that.
And you all get a letter from the Queen, which is congratulations, 100 days in lockdown.
Can't wait.
I don't know if you're the same as I stopped reading the news because it's quite depressing from around the world. I didn't even realise, I thought New Zealand was fine at the moment. I didn't realise you guys are in Auckland heading to a 100-day lockdown.
Yeah, because we're still around the high hundreds, you know, and a couple of days we've had 200 cases, so we're still in full lockdown here.
Mm. So
can't go marching around in my bikini at the local pool or nothing.
Well, that's, I mean, you could do that when you come to Hobart. Yeah, notoriously very cold.
Oh, we'll take you to
Dune. With a Barbie 18, I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Mate, Ursula, we'll take you out to Dune Kennedy Aquatic Centre. We'll put our bikinis on. It'll be absolutely beautiful.
Right. Because I was going to say, every time I'm in Tasmania, look, my nipples get harder than algebra.
Ursula, it snowed in the city the other day, even though we're only a couple of weeks away. And yeah, my nipples were so hard.
Oh, Ursula, you and Jim have got something in common. I don't know what's going on. Maybe you're South Africa, New Zealand.
I put a photo up, Ursula, and all these people were DMing us going, why can I hang coat hangers off Jimmy's nipples?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe we should start, like, you know, placing glass and stuff because we can just cut the glasses on nipples. It's insane.
I can't wait for the photo with Ursula.
You know, that's something people don't talk about often enough. You know, we need to normalise responsive nipples. People put hate on that. Like you say, you put one photo and everyone's commenting on it. You know, free the nip is what I say.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't control them. It was snowing in the city. I mean, it was cold.
Yeah, it's not your fault, mate. Don't you victim blame yourself for this. This isn't on you.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't
put on a cardi or something now before you go out. It's not very warm out there.
Nah, mate, he's going around with his shirt off now. I mean, he didn't need to keep pinching them in front of everybody. That was weird.
Yeah, hey. You're just confusing babies now when you're walking out.
Hey, Ursula, we are pumped for you to come here and perform at Rest Point. The new show, it's called It's Personal. Can you tell us about it?
Well, I think I just touched on some stuff there, you know, with the nipples and how I think we should normalise it. No, I just think, you know, I've had 2 years where I've been in and out of lockdown. I've had 4 stints in hotel quarantine. I wrote this show while I was alone and just thinking about all the stuff that people put out on social media. Like, they flip their entire life out on social media. But then when you see them in person, you're not allowed to bring it up. So you're supposed to now know everything about everyone so you don't bring anything up that could hurt them or offend them. But also you're not allowed to talk about anything or ask any questions whatsoever. It's like we're all walking around naked but holding our cards close to our chest.
Yeah, right.
So it's really hard. I just think we need to get back to a point where we can just talk to each other and have a good gossip, you know, because we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I miss gossip. I do miss gossip.
Yeah, because now when you bring something up, you go, ooh, did you see what happened to Gary? It's like, yeah, I saw it on TikTok.
I saw the 30.
And this is what makes us drink harder, because now we're no longer talking, so you have to do something with your mouth.
I've got a few other options, Ursula, but it's still too early here in Hobart.
Yeah, a few of those VBs Ursula's having,
Ursula,
we'll tell you.
I mean, we love seeing you on The Masked Singer. We love seeing you on Have You Been Paying Attention. I mean, you released your autobiography. You're doing a podcast called That's Enough Already. But do you, is it your favourite thing still getting out and touring and doing stand-up comedy? Like, are you excited to get back doing that?
Yeah, my number one love is stand-up comedy. I do all the other stuff to get people to come to my stand-up show. That is my... I honestly wouldn't be on television if I didn't have to do stand, you know, like have to get people to my shows. If people would just come to stand up, I wouldn't have to do anything else. I would just do that nonstop. That is my absolute love. Of course, I've had to pivot hard out during this pandemic, you know, because we haven't really been able to tour. But yeah, that's all I want to do. I just want to, because it's so instant, the love for it. You're out there, you're talking. Like, to me, it's a conversation with a friend, but there's just hundreds of them. But the response is just, you make a joke, they laugh. It's like a dance. It's beautiful.
Hey, Ursula, did you know that, I mean, the autobiography that you've released, you put it out in 2000, was it 2019, you re-released it, Rolling with the Punchlines.
Yeah.
It's a staple at airports now. So I've noticed at airports, you know, at airports, how you can buy books and stuff, like last-minute books. It's always like the Da Vinci Code, Shane Warne autobiography. I've found that you are now definitely in the top five of airport books that people buy last-minute to get on planes. Did you know this?
No, I didn't, but it makes me very happy and also very sad because, of course, now I'd make it to the airport now that no one's travelling.
Yeah, there's just a really good bar at the Hobart Airport. Nathan, I go out there to drink. And just, remember getting on planes?
Yeah, let's hit up the airport Dimmick, shall we? See who's out. Ursula's here.
I miss airports. I miss being annoyed by people who stand too close to you. I miss all of it. I miss airplane food. You know, I miss those fake grill marks on whatever that white stuff is that they're giving off as chicken. I love all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I miss it.
Well, we miss you, Ursula, and we cannot wait for you to come down and perform here in Hobart. Of course, tickets go on sale 11 a.m. today, guys. Livenation.com.au for more info. Ursula Carlson, we bloody love you, mate. We can't wait to see you here.
I love you guys too. I'm prepping my nipples as we speak.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.